You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's executive lounge time on a Wednesday. This is the time where we get to know some of our leading executives in the country and in our industries. Hopefully we get to find out a little bit more about what they get up to when they're not hard at work running the many businesses that exist in South Africa. This week's executive lounge guest is a lady by the name of Lindy Mtetwa. She is the regional director of sales and marketing at Minor Hotels, and she joins me now to just get a bit of an understanding of what she does when she's not working. Good evening, Lindy. Thanks so much for taking the time. You've been in the hospitality space for quite a long time. Why did you go into that space?
Yeah, well, good evening, Jimin, and to your listeners as well. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight. So I got into the hospitality industry in 2004, and you know, freshly from varsity. I think when I got in, I was studying something completely different and happened to stumble into hospitality, and I've never looked back. So that's been like, what, a 20-year journey for me, and it's been absolutely amazing.
In those 20 years, what would you say has been one of your most memorable experiences? It doesn't have to be work-related.
Wow. So memorable experiences is quite a number, I must say. I've had the privilege to travel like all over the world. So, you know, each country that I've traveled to have taken up some learning, some cultural experiences. And the first, you know, when you travel for the first time, when you hear about all these European countries, oh my gosh, I want to go to Italy, I want to be in Milan, you know, do the shopping, do this and all of that. So, you know, having that opportunity with the work that I was doing to travel abroad for me was, you know, quite an opportunity, which I think is an experience that no one can ever take away from you. Just because, you know, you're traveling on business, it doesn't mean that you can never have leisure. As we know, now the trend is doing leisure. So we're there for business, but a few days before travel, we do leisure. Or after travel, we do leisure as well. So that's the, I think, the greatest opportunity which I've had the benefit of enjoying over the years. You know, traveling in Europe, traveling in US, traveling in Asia, all around the world. So, I mean, the first time I remember going to Russia, you know, for me, looking at what we see even on TV and the movies, you know, Russia's always snowing and it's very militant and you've got these Russian-speaking guys. And when I got there, I traveled there for the first time, it was in August, and they said, no, it's a summer. And I was like, there's no way it's summer there. So I packed a suitcase full of coats and boots and everything. And guess what? When I got there, Russia was hot. Right? Which is, you know, quite an experience. So out went my winter wear, and I literally had to go shopping because I was going to be there for like 2 weeks and shop for summer clothes. So, I mean, those are all the experiences that, you know, you sort of learn. And also the cultures, you know, just going and traveling to Singapore, looking at how the town, the, you know, the city and the countries developed there. And there's Sentosa Island. There's so much that you learn and experience. And those are the things that, you know, you treasure for life. You know, those memories that you capture there, you know, are things that we'll always cherish, not just on a business front in terms of building relationships. Because when we travel abroad, our focus is selling destinations to South Africa, selling our properties. But also over and above that, I think in a personal capacity as well, you know, you get to learn a lot, you get exposed to a lot, and some of the things make you actually even appreciate what you have back home. You know, when you travel around the world, it opens your eyes. As much as, you know, everyone is so excited about traveling to different countries and destinations, and it's all in your bucket list, because we all have a bucket list, right? And but there's no place like home, I can tell you that much. As much as I've enjoyed every bit of the journey of traveling all around the world, but it's so good to come back home.
No place like home. As you say, as you tell the story of your travels to Russia, you reminded me of a similar experience I had. I traveled to Madrid 1 year, and for me it was the exact opposite. I forgot that I was traveling into the Northern Hemisphere. I packed summer clothes, and it was the dead of winter. So that's certainly something that sticks with you when you are traveling. Lindy, I want to look at the other side of the work conversation. I mean, many of your colleagues might enjoy working with you, sharing experiences with you. What's the one thing they don't know about you?
Well, look, for me, look, I'm really quite an open book. I'm someone that, enjoys being with people, love life, loving happy, hard worker, committed, dedicated. What they don't know about me is probably the side of me where I'm responsible for a foundation. So there's a foundation which I'm responsible for as a CEO. It's called AGB Foundation. And we look after the underprivileged. So elderly people, we reach out to underprivileged communities. We also focus on GBV centers and even adopting learners, matriculants who are struggling financially, and we also support them financially. So it's that kind of community work and service that I give back, I think. That's one side that they don't know. But I think, they know Lindy's an open book.
That's quite
Really open book.
remarkable. No, that's quite remarkable and quite inspirational to see that you find time in between all of the work and all of the stresses to still give back where you can. Lindy, what's your favorite book at the moment? Or what's the favorite book you've ever read?
For me, so I'm a Christian. So there is a book which we are doing, which is a leadership book, growing into your spiritual role. So it's leadership in the spiritual realm.
That's interesting. That's a very powerful self-discovery book as well, because I suppose with all of the challenges we face from a day-to-day basis, it's always nice to be able to come back and reconnect and figure out how you move forward and what your purpose is in moving forward. What's your favorite movie at the
Yeah.
moment?
Oh my goodness, which is a favorite one? Well, it's not a favorite one, but it's a recent one, which I watched, which is I think it's what is it, The Bad Boys, right? With Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Oh my gosh, it was a bit of a comedy. So I've watched that recently last week. That's what I can think of the top of my head at the moment. Cause I don't have much time to actually go to watch movies. I hardly even watch TV, so it's like focusing on the news, what's happening, the trains, and all of that. Because by the time you get back home, literally you don't even have time. So we try to binge during weekends, and I thought, after 4 or 5 months of not seeing movies, I decided to go to a theater last week.
There we go. Treat yourself. So, how do you wind down between all of the work? What do you do at the end of a stressful day to just decompress and wind down?
Decompress and wind down, I'd say listening to music and spending time with my kids. I think that gives me a wind down because, I think there's nothing more that's fulfilling is coming back home and you have your son coming to greet you as you drive into the garage. It's like, Mom, can I help you? And he grabs my laptop bag. So, I mean, for me, that's it's very special in those special moments. Just spending time with them, finding out how school was, and how was their day? What were the challenges? What made them happy on the day? Just connecting and winding down with my kids. I think that gives me that fulfillment.
Enjoy that while it lasts. At some point, he's going to grow up and going to completely stop helping or disappear or something of the sort. Boys tend to get up to a lot of things as they grow older, but enjoy that while it lasts. I suppose it's the most precious thing about being a parent.
I know,
Lindy,
right?
Lindy, what's your favorite beverage? Tea, coffee, red wine, white wine, anything else?
Oh, I'm a coffee girl.
Oh,
So in
okay.
the morning, I've got to have my cup of coffee. And I'm lucky because in the office we have a special lady that does the most amazing coffee, so I'm spoiled with that. So always treated to a good cup of cappuccino, and I have a couple of coffees during the day. And obviously, we've got to fit in some water. And obviously, wining and dining with clients, as we know in the industry, we do that as well. So I would say coffee number one. Right. And we also enjoy a glass of bread.
There we go, a glass of red. That's very interesting. Always, always a good thing. Can't have too much comfort and relaxation. Speaking of comfort, actually, what's your favorite comfort food?
Oh my gosh, my favorite comfort food is oxtail. Some oxtail with good starch and vegetables. I think that's really nice. I love that.
Sounds very much
And
like a winter food.
it is now, but I'd really also enjoy my seafood, hey? I really do. I love the whole seafood platter, love the oysters, and I love my tempuras and all of that. So That's what I enjoy as well. Fire Room is one of my favorites that I enjoy seafood at.
I haven't been there in quite some time, but they do make really good sushi. They really, really
do. They do. I love it. I actually fell in love with sushi when I traveled for the first time. I think this is 2010, when we traveled to Tokyo. We had a sakka in Tokyo, and I was exposed to some beautiful sushi there. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, for us, it's like, no, we don't want to experiment. There's nothing, you know, we have really amazing food and cuisine back home. And I was like, okay, let me try this. And since then, I was like literally hooked.
Well, there you have it, folks. A lover of food, a lover of travel, and a lover of her children. Thank you so much for those insights and for the time, Lindy. That's Lindy Mtetwa, who joined me for this week's Executive Lounge segment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.